Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the site you can go and subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there. That's also the site where you can listen to thousands of archives of past interviews on every topic under the sun on small business and entrepreneurship. And now, because of our new capability, you can download those. You can actually podcast them if you want. You can listen on any MP3 player by streaming it, but you can also download it directly into any of your podcasting devices. And take it with you if you want to. So check that out when you get a chance. Also, don't forget AskJim.biz, the knowledge base for small business. Stephen Griffith. Steve is with us. Steve is the author of Email Power. Steve is president of Stephen Griffith and Associates, which is a language and communication specialist and performance coaching organization. He's also, and get this, folks, a certified trainer in neuro-linguistic communication. I'm sorry, neuro-linguistic programming. Now, the programming, Steve, that's the word that kind of got me there. This is not like some kind of a Vulcan mind meld or anything, is it?
Only for the good of humankind.
only for the right reasons, right, Steve?
Correct.
Okay. What, just for fun, what is neuro-linguistics programming?
Well, it's really it's an area of psychology that was developed in the 70s about really how we process information, how we code it, and then how that comes out in our language. So we all take in the world in very specific ways, and our language and behavior really demonstrates that. And so in email, when we know, you know, people are using different words and phrases, it's an indication of their behavior and what they want, what they need, and maybe what their real desires are.
Very interesting, and you've taken that capability, that knowledge, that experience and skills, and you've converted that into helping people get more out of their email, haven't you?
Yeah, and Email Power, why we created it was, you know, people were just having a real tough time the last couple of years of how to really get connected and be understood in their email. So took those principles, put it into a book for people to be able to extract the business intelligence that's there, you know, the wants and the needs, and really get connected to who's emailing them.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you talk about in the book, and I think we may have talked about this the last time, about the different kinds of people that you communicate with. You say that, what is it, is there four different kinds of communicators?
There's four styles. We all take the world in very specific ways through our senses. There's the visual communicator that, you know, best processes the world by what they see, so they'll use words in their email like see, look, view, and then there's the auditory. They take it in by how things sound, and it'll be like listen, hear, talk. The kinesthetic communicator takes the world in by what they feel, so feelings get connected. And the digital communicator, which we're getting more of because of our culture these days, they use the words like think, process, logic, and they take the world in by how things make sense in their head. And when we get an email, you just want to scan it and look for that so you can connect in the way that person that email is best takes the world in.
So you're saying that if we can somehow determine by the words that they use what kind of a communicator they are, that if we want to curry favor with them, let's say we want them to be our customer, for example, or we want to be hired by them, or we want to hire them, we should use the same kind of language back to them?
Absolutely. We want to use exactly the way they best take information in so they can have the best opportunity to say, you know, yes or no to our product. If you get an email and somebody says, I want to take a look at your product, then we want to email back to them, you know, showing them, see the details of this.
Looking forward to being able to show you our new product.
Exactly.
That,
Jim,
kind of
exactly
thing. So exactly. That's very interesting. What about the abbreviator? You know who the abbreviator is, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's the guy who just writes back, K, fine.
Yes. You know,
no salutation, no, you know, nothing else, just literally maybe even a one-letter answer. And, you know, I remember when someone first did that to me, I didn't know the guy.
Right.
And once I got to know him, I realized he wasn't being abrupt with me. It's just he's a busy guy, and he uses an economy of words.
You know, Jim, and that's great to know. When you have somebody that, and that used to happen to me and a lot of my clients as well, is that when you know that, then you know, just be brief and to the point. That person mm-hmm. will appreciate it. If you send that person paragraph and paragraph, he's going to look at a screen and hit delete.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want to go through, or she doesn't want to go through pages and pages of stuff.
Speaking of which, how long should an email be? How long should the content, the important content, not the attachments, you know, not the threads, but how long should my communication by email be to you?
Well, here's the thing. Depending on what the content is, I mean, if there's a detailed amount of information and the email's the only place you have to communicate that, then it's going to be a bit longer. What I tell people is when you open the screen of your computer, when it's up there, and if it's that fold that's in front of you, if it's past that fold, it's too long.
Yeah.
So when you open it up, if you have to scroll down, it's probably too long.
Now, if your screen is 600 by 800, folks, you might want to go a little longer than that. But also, go over to your monitor section of your computer program and make your screen a little bit, make your image a little bit smaller. But no, that's kind of my rule of thumb. If it goes much beyond, if they have to hit the scroll button, you know, maybe one time, I guess I don't worry about that. But if it's much more than that, I go ahead and stick it in a Word file and attach it.
Right. And then also, if we're communicating that amount of information, unless it's just specific detailed stuff, we probably want to start thinking about using another medium of communication.
You know, another thing and I'm going to ask you about that in a second, but another thing that I've done that I think helps people, and I think one of the best inventions of all time is the bullet. Whenever I have things that I want people to see, you know, elements of my communication, I'll put it in numbers or I'll put it in bullets. It really helps them to navigate what I'm trying to say, doesn't it?
Jim, you're absolutely right, because the brain now starts to sort. If you have just a page of text, everything becomes, we'll say, the same value.
I hate that.
And so when you pull it out and you go, here it is, 1, 2, 3, or ABC, now people go, okay, that's what I get to focus in on. And it's very powerful.
Well, and especially it helps them to reply, because then they can say, okay, I agree with everything except number 3, and I don't like that at all.
Right, and it makes you're right, and that makes their communication back easier.
And they don't mind getting an email from you when you're like that. I mean, listen, we all have to do triage on email, don't we? I'm going to ask you about that when we come back. You're going to give us some alternative methods when we have to decide when to do something else. And also, I'm going to get Steve to help us with triage. Which email do we answer first? Whose email do we answer first? Do you write your mother back right away? 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Steve Griffith, the author of Email Power, Communicate Successfully, Rebuild Relationships, Get to Yes. And Steve, give us the website and tell us where it's available.
Emailpower.com. Emailpower.com is a website. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon Online, or my website.
Outstanding. Check it out, folks. When you get a chance, I encourage you to do that. It's the ultimate guide to email power. Steve, we were talking about, I was talking to you about using too many, if we have too long of an email, should we use another method? You were saying something about that, and I was talking about triage. You know, we all get so much email in, and of course these days the spammers have gotten so crafty and so insidious now that they bypass a lot of our filters, and we still get way too much spam, and so it's hard. We spend too much time dealing with email, and sometimes we get email in, and we all do it. We get it in from some people, and answering their email is like homework.
Oh, yes.
And we just don't have time. So how do we make sure when people see our name in their email, in their inbox, that they say, hey, I'm going to go to that one. I think I can deal with this. This is something I can be productive with. How do we do that?
Well, first of all, it's building that relationship. And in Email Power, we're really giving you tools to create trust and rapport. The tools from the book are the same on the phone or face-to-face, in that, you know, when you have that email being sent and that person's receiving it, are you a clear communicator? Are you somebody that listens to what the questions are? And have you established the foundation? I have the business people that I work with, I have them send out a small email just basically saying, we're going to be emailing back and forth. I really value our relationship. And if there's ever a misunderstanding, please pick up the phone or get a hold of me because I value our relationship. And that just doing that has paid just huge dividends with the clients that I've worked with, because it says, hey, I care about our relationship. So when I send an email, somebody knows at the foundation, you know, Stephen really cares about our relationship, and his emails are going to be to the point, and he values me.
Well, and that's such an excellent point. But don't some people, I think of email almost as like email is not text messaging, right? Email is not IMing. Email is just in my opinion, I think email should be considered a formal communication method. Only somewhat, only sometimes should we use abbreviations when it's necessary. Like if I'm tapping something out on my BlackBerry, but I think we tend to be a little too informal sometimes with email. Sometimes it's okay, but sometimes it's not okay to be informal, isn't it?
Well, Jim, you're right. And what's happening is actually the medium of email is getting more and more relaxed. It is becoming more like instant messaging or text messaging. And what I coach for my clients is that use it in a more formal application. Use it with a hello and a goodbye and a thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, if the person your email starts to shrink and shorten their responses, you can mirror and match that. Always their name, always a sign-off, and keep it formal. It shows your professionalism and your respect to who you're communicating with.
Well, if you're going back and forth with somebody you've got a relationship with that you're close to, an associate or whatever, or even a good customer, if it's appropriate when you say, can we meet at 5, and they say yes, and that's it, that's the only thing in the email, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you got to check your position, don't you, Stephen?
Yeah, and it's what kind of relationship you have with the person, and that's what we really need to do. I mean, we're in a massively stressful time in our society, and email itself, for most people, when they open it up, they're like, oh, man, what's going to be here? How am I going to get through this? And because of that, we miss a lot of the valuable information that's there. Every week, Jim, I'm in mm-hmm. companies where there's disasters. Well, I didn't really pay attention to the message, and I didn't really see the true meaning there. And then I responded, and a deal's lost, or a customer's upset, or a colleague doesn't want to work with somebody from one email and a few words.
Well, absolutely. And, another thing that you mentioned a minute ago is when do you decide to use another method besides email?
Well, for me, it's real simple, and this is what I coach. If it's an emotional topic or you see that you're getting emotional or the person that's emailing you is getting emotional, that's a red flag. The other thing is if it's a topic that really needs dialogue, then we got to go to either a phone conversation or face-to-face, because the potential disaster of going back and forth in mm-hmm. email is tremendous.
And if you wonder what's emotional, if you're writing an email and you're pretty sure at the end of it, when you hit the send button and you hit the enter key for the send button, if you're planning on hitting that with any kind of force at all, you probably should think about that one a little bit, shouldn't you?
Yes, you should have a little force.
If you're slamming your fist down on the enter button, you probably should wait a little bit, huh?
Yes, at least a day.
if you were writing it in a regular letter and you felt that you'd have to use asbestos paper, you might want to sleep on that one, right? Right, Stephen?
yes, at least a good long winter night.
But I do that sometimes. I mean, not even when I'm emotional, but if it's a really important email, if I have time, I actually will create it, send it to myself, and then see how I feel about it when I receive it the next morning.
It's a very good idea, and I recommend that as well, because, you know, the next day, always the light of the day, things look different, and we
things
feel
look different. Give us that website again, Stephen.
It's emailpower.com, emailpower.com.
Stephen Griffith, ladies and gentlemen, with a TH on the end. The book is Email Power. Hey, Steve, come back again another day.
You got it.
We'll see you next time. Stephen Griffith, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 29 After. We're coming right back after these messages with Reva Lazansky. She's with Entrepreneur Magazine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.